Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. Have you ever wondered about the career path of a financial professional? I know that it could be a little uncertain at times, but how exactly do you ascend and move through the ranks to the position that you want to be in? Let's talk about that and more. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everybody, Dominique Henderson here, your CFP on YouTube. And I know that you've heard me talk about the nonlinear path that can be for a financial professional, but just due to more awareness around this profession, I would say in the last 5 to 10 years, that path can be linear. It can be a little bit more straight and narrow for those of you that are looking for that, especially if you are okay with working for someone else during the first 5 years of your career. And I want to go through some of the scenarios that you may experience, let's say in years 0 through 3, you know, 3 to 5, and then beyond. Let's get started. All right, in your first 3 years of the business, you're basically an analyst, right? Fancy name for someone that basically takes data, large amounts of data in some instances, and synthesizes it down to bite-sized pieces, either for, you know, owners of the firm or stakeholders of the firm to use for clients, directly for clients. Now, typically speaking, in your first 3 years, you're not going to be doing a lot with data that's going to be directly handed over to the clients. There's just way too much liability from a firm owner standpoint. You're going to have to kind of work through the ranks, synthesize data. You may be doing things like inputting data into some type of financial software like eMoney or Right Capital or one of those other big ones that are out there. But for the most part, you're going to be analyzing data. You know, there's not a lot of experience that you have at this point. So you're going to be learning. You're going to be maybe sitting in some meetings with clients. You may, you know, listen in on conference calls. You may have sitting in with meetings for firm stakeholders to kind of understand how the client process works. But for lack of a better term, you will be an analyst. There may be all types of job descriptions and or titles to describe an analyst role. But, you know, for the most part, data's coming in. It needs to be synthesized. It needs to be broken down into pieces that can be digested for someone to create a plan with or something like that. And that's what you would largely be doing. Let's talk about years 3 through 5. Years 3 through 5, you're going to be looked at as maybe even a lead advisor, depending on how quickly you're learning the business and moving through the ranks. I would say lead advisors are going to be pretty much those with the CFP track or one of those comprehensive financial planning designations, charter financial consultant or certified financial planner. Those are two that come to mind immediately. Lead advisor, service advisor, where you're going to start to interact a little bit more with clients, right? You may start servicing some of the, let's call it, lower tier clients that are in a service level that makes sense. Maybe it's, you know, let's call it, maybe they're up to $250,000 in assets or something like that. The higher tier clients are probably going to be served by longer tenured people at the firm or firm owners or people like that that have had more experience. I also say that at this point, you should be working towards some type of specialty, right? So whereas in the first phase of your career, that 0 to 3 years, you were probably just with a bachelor's degree, maybe in financial planning and on the road to CFP, but you hadn't earned it yet. Maybe you were lacking the experience, or you hadn't sat for the exam, or maybe you haven't even gone through the coursework. But at this juncture in your career, you should be pretty close to have earned that or already have earned it. And using that expertise, maybe even gotten an advanced degree in a master's program or something like that, where you're starting to use your knowledge and a deeper understanding of the financial planning business, the financial profession, in order to further the interest of the firm and bring value to the firm. So as those things start happening, the stakeholders usually recognize that, and that moves you from, like I said, the analyst role to like a lead advisor or service advisor moving through the ranks of the firm. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. As an addendum to that, you may be wondering about what type of tasks will I be doing. So I would say that you're going to be managing client relationships. You may have a significant amount of relationships that you're handling. Depending on firm size and what the specialties are, I would say you're also probably going to be running joint and or solo meetings for clients and handling responsibilities inside the firm as far as, you know, maybe there's another area of the firm like marketing or operations or compliance or something. You may be asked to wearing more than one hat based on the firm size. And you may even, depending on the type of person you are and how the firm's being ran, you may be called upon to do business development, right? So where you're actually bringing in and qualifying new clients for the firm. So those are the types of tasks that you could think about in that 3 to 5 year mark as a service advisor. Year 5 and beyond. Okay, so there's a lot of flexibility here. This is kind of the gold standard, if you will, of an advisor that has, let's say, come out of college with a finance concentration, gone into a firm, a financial planning firm, maybe independent. I would say more than likely it's probably going to be in an independent type firm that has that type of flexibility. Maybe it even has a corporate structure that's, you know, kind of linearly placing you through these facets of your career. But what you end up seeing at this is two junctures. If the firm allows for the flexibility in your career path, I would say that you could start looking at a partner track, right? How could you, you know, start bringing enough value into the firm, which is probably going to end up being some type of business development, usually, that allows you to get ownership, right, as a partner in the firm. Or some advisors at this point, you know, they find out what they really like or really don't like. And what you see a lot is a lot of people changing firms at this point, you know, going out on their own or finding another opportunity. Because at that 5 year mark of experience, you've definitely gained enough to have the CFP designation or just about any designation you want as far as an experience standpoint. And then, like I said, you know, the world's your oyster, depending on what you want to do, depending on what you want to build, depending on who you want to work with. All those things are kind of up in the air, and advisors start to, you know, look at what the you know, next 10 or 15 years of their career want to look like, and it may be with that firm and it may not be with that firm. Now, there can be a lot of different tasks that you can do here. I would say that more than likely, if you're going to go down the partner track and you're going to be bringing, you know, enterprise value to the firm, you're going to have some type of business development in your repertoire. You're going to have to be bringing in new business. You might even, you know, go into things like portfolio management, investment decisions, things of that nature. You may go into another specialty area like compliance or operations or marketing, things of that nature. Just deepening your experience, maybe taking senior roles in those areas of the firm where you can bring value. So I think the ultimate, you know, or the bottom line here is that as you're moving down this path, whether you find it to be nonlinear or linear, like we're talking about in this video, the bottom line is you're going to have to bring value to the enterprise you're at. If you're working for yourself, you're going to have to bring value to the enterprise that you're at. Otherwise, you'll be, you know, finding another job. Or if you're working for someone, you're gonna have to bring enterprise value to that establishment. So find ways to do that. Find ways to be resourceful, to be valuable, to deepen your experience in order that you may be able to be an asset for the enterprise that you're working for. Now, I know that was not an exhaustive list, but I hope that it gave you some ideas about what a linear path would look like. If you have more questions or would like to see another video that I've done with my buddy Preston talking about some other paths, three distinct paths in particular, on how to get into this career, make sure you check out that video. Make sure you subscribe down below. Would love to have you a part of the community, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.